From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. The Lee County School District and local law enforcement agencies launched a campaign last month to address threats of violence made by students. WGCU's Andrea Perdomo was at the Cape Coral Police Department Tuesday for a press conference following a number of threats in the past couple of weeks.
The Fake Threats, Real Consequences campaign was launched as a partnership between the Lee County School District and local law enforcement agencies to try and keep students from making threats of committing violence against classmates or schools in general.
Since holiday break, the school district of Lee County has had 20 threats made against students and or schools district-wide.
That's Gregory Atkins, the superintendent of the Lee County School District. He says 5 students have been arrested since the fake threats campaign began. He says threats like these disrupt learning and create fear within communities.
Parents are afraid to send their kid to school, and understandably so, if a threat has been made.
The campaign has a zero tolerance policy. Atkins says students who are found to have made a threat will be arrested and charged with a second degree felony. In addition to dealing with the police, students will also face a school district investigation where they may face additional disciplinary action from the school board.
When you make a threat to do bodily harm against students or staff or a school, that is at the highest level, and we have no tolerance for that.
Students who make threats can be expelled or face reassignment to an alternative school. And parents may also be held responsible by having to pay the police for investigation expenses. Andrea Perdomo, WGCU News, Cape Coral.